Okay, here we go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for coming. My name is Noel A. Booker with BusinessCreditBuilder.us LLC. And what we do at Business Credit Builder is help small businesses and entrepreneurs build their business credit and access funding. Today, we're going to talk about the different funding options that you do have as a business, okay? Y'all can take notes. For some reason, I can't hear on the mic, so y'all gonna have to ask questions through the chat, and we'll get all the questions out the way, all right? And on top of that, this is gonna be a little different today. We're gonna follow along straight off of my website, all right? So let me share my screen, and then y'all can see, and y'all can follow along from going through my website, all right? All right, let's see. We're gonna share my screen. All right. Okay, so now you should see my website, right? You should be able to see my website. And the website is businesscreditbuilder.us. And y'all can follow along with me, okay? This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to the business loans tab. You see up here on the top left, third from the right, business loans tab, and scroll down here. We're going to be talking about the different business financing products that we do have, okay? We're going to scroll down. We're going to talk about the credit line hybrid program that we have, all right? We're going to go in here, and we're going to download and talk about the ROK product playbook, okay? And these are all the different products that we provide through ROK, okay? We're gonna go over these, the financing programs that we have, okay? And then you could, and down here, you could go over this on your own, all right? Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do first is I'm going to talk to you about the credit line hybrid program, okay? The credit line hybrid program, you can get up to $150,000 in unsecured, no doc, credit cards for your business, even when banks say no, okay? To qualify, this is what you need. Let me give you an overview of this hybrid program. The hybrid program is for people that's good. It's good for startups, for one, okay? Because you can get up to $150,000 in funding for your business if you have good personal credit, okay? If you have good personal credit, right? So what you need is a 685 or better, all right? And how this program works is they look at your personal credit for approvals, right? You have to have a 685 or better. You get approved by your personal credit, and they will get up to 5 credit cards that will match your highest revolving credit line. So on your personal credit, let's say, for example, you have a Home Depot card and your limit is $30,000 on that card, then we will match that $30,000 about 5 times, up to $150,000, okay? So this is good, easy access to funding if you have good personal credit. How to qualify? You need a personal guarantor. Well, that means you have the 685 Or you can have a personal guarantor that has 685. So it don't have to be you. It could be grandpa, right? So it could be somebody that you trust, all right? The business owner or guarantor with at least a 685 personal credit score. The business owner without bankruptcy liens, judgments, or late payments. Less than 3 inquiries in the past 6 months. No more than 4 to 5 inquiries per bureau in the last 12 months. Lender prefers, but not required, established business credit over 3 to 4 years old primary accounts. Less than 30% balance on all business and personal credit cards. Established personal credit report over 3 to 4 years. No more than 4 unsecured accounts opened in the last 12 months. Okay. So look over all those qualifications for that. That's the hybrid program where you can get up to $150,000 in funding if you have good personal credit. The terms are this. The approval amounts are typically 4 to 5 times the largest credit card limit on the personal credit report. Many credit cards offer a promotional 0% interest rate for 6 months for 1 year. Normally, the rates could be from 15 to 29% with a 10% success fee, which means once you get access to the money, then you pay 10%. So that's the two drawbacks. The two drawbacks is this. You're going to get an inquiry, right? And the other drawback is it costs 10%, right? So whatever they give you access to, then you have to pay 10% of that, okay? So that's a good way for startups to get money. That's the credit line hybrid program, okay? All right. Now, let's go down here. We're going to go down here and we're going to click to download this ROK product playbook. Y'all can go ahead and do that now. And while y'all do that, I'm going to explain something to you about these business loans, right? This is what you need to know before you even consider business loans, right? You need to consider the 3 C's. The 3 C's in business funding is credit, cash flow, and collateral. These 3 C's are going to be looked at if you are asking for a business loan. Let me go back over the 3 C's. Credit, and when I say credit, business credit, and personal credit, cash flow, that's how much money you have going through your bank account, right? And collateral, that means the assets that you have. Do the assets that you have, would they be able to cover the loan in case you default on the loan? So these are the 3 things that they will definitely think about when you are applying for a business loan. Now, if you have all 3 of these C's, then you're in a good position and you could possibly qualify for an SBA loan, okay? Now, the SBA loan is the best place where you could get funding for your business. The reason why I say that is because they give you a whole bunch of money. The interest rate is low, so it's low risk to the lender because these SBA loans are guaranteed by the government. So even if you do not pay the loan, then the lender will get paid 90% of the loan. So they know they're not going to lose money on this deal. So the interest is low and they spread the payment terms out over 30 years, okay? So the SBA loan is the best place that you can get funding for your business because of those reasons. But most of us do not qualify for that. You have to have all three C's and some stuff, okay? You have to have all three C's and some stuff for the SBA loan, okay? Now, if you got only two of the three C's, then you can possibly qualify for a term loan, okay? If you have one of the three C's, depending on which one of the three C's that you do have, then you can there is funding for if you have one of the three C's, okay? Just like I told you about one that is for if you have credit, that's the hybrid program, see? So if you have one of the three C's, there's some funding for you out there. Now, if you have none of the three C's, then that's when you start building business credit. And as you build business credit, then your availability to cash will grow and you keep growing and you keep using your business credit until you can apply for loans, okay? So the three C's is very important to you, for people to understand. I get a lot of people that apply for loans and don't have no three C's, okay? Thinking that they're gonna get a loan, you see? So I want everybody to be realistic about this thing, right? I want you to know as much as you need to know so that you can be realistic about what you can actually get and learn. So let's not waste no time filling out applications where you don't need to be filling out applications yet, right? You need to know the qualifications so you can prepare yourself to go in. And I prepare my clients so that when we go in there, we know exactly what is needed to get approved. We're not wasting no time. If we're filling out the application, we're getting approved. All right. But you got to be ready to fill out an application. You have to have your business set up properly, and you have your documents in a row, right? Now, if you have no three C's, then that's when we start setting up your business properly and getting your documents in a row, right? And we prepare you to get funded, okay? So hopefully everybody went and downloaded the ROK playbook, right? So bust it. I'm doing that right now. I'm opening up the playbook and we're gonna go straight in the playbook, all right? All right, so I'm in the playbook with you, right? Hopefully y'all are following along. And what we're gonna do here, I'm freestyling this whole thing, so bear with me, all right? So, business credit builder, the foundation of business finance, the ROK playbook. Now, in case you didn't know how to get to where we are, right, you go to my website, which is businesscreditbuilder.us, right? businesscreditbuilder.us, right? And it's going to bring you to this page. And then you're going to go to business loans. You see that on the top left, right? So you can follow along with me. Then you scroll down under the credit hybrid program is the ROK playbook. Okay? So that's where we are. All right? So I want to make sure everybody's with us. And y'all can follow along right with me. All right? Okay. So let's go into the playbook. We're going to talking about the term loan, okay? Similar to traditional bank style financing, a term loan is a set amount that a borrower pays back at a fixed amount. The common uses for these types of loans are business expansion, working capital, and equipment purchases, okay? The benefits of a term loan are: interest on loan is tax deductible, no prepayment penalties, lower cost options, stable daily, weekly, monthly payments, reported to the credit bureaus, which can improve credit, and flexible options, okay? The qualifications for the term loan is you need 6 months time in business. You can do that. That's easy, right? But you need $120,000 in annual gross sales, which means, remember I said the cash flow? This is the cash flow. Businesses that are in operation, they expect you to have cash flow. They expect you to have about $10,000 in deposits every month. So that's about $120,000 per year. Okay? That's what they're expecting to see for cash flow. Okay? It could be less if you accept credit cards for your business, then that goes down half. So it's $5,000 per month, okay? Loan amounts are equal to $10,000 to $5 million, so they give you a lot of money. The terms can be from 6 months to 10 years, and this usually funds in 1 to 3 days, okay? That's the term loan, okay? The term loan. Let's go to the SBA loan, all right? An SBA loan is a government-backed loan that can be used to start or expanding a business. The loan has certain requirements for eligibility, such as size standards, providing the ability to repay, and a solid business purpose, okay? Benefits of an SBA loan. Well, I told you about the benefits already, because this is the best place, this is the best way to get money for your business. Fixed and variable options, monthly payments, terms up to 25 years, prime rates, government backed. Okay, so that means the government is backing it. So if you don't pay it, the lender will get paid. The qualifications for the SBA loan is $120,000 gross annual sales. That's that cash flow I was telling you about. 3 years time in business. No loss on previous 2 years tax returns. Financials required. So they're going to need financials, which means they're going to need your balance sheet, your income statement, and your cash flow analysis. They're going to want that for 2 to 3 years. Okay. The cash flow, they want to see that you got some cash flow, $10,000 in deposits each month, 3 years in business, right? So they're going to ask you for 2 to 3 years of tax returns and financials. They're also going to ask you for some more stuff like a business plan and stuff like that. All right. So that's for the SBA loan. Now let's go down to the business line of credit. All right. That's what we're going to talk about now. Business line of credit. A business line of credit provides flexibility for the business owner. Rather than a fixed amount issued at one time, funds can be accessed as needs arise. Funds are made available again as the balance is paid down. You know how that works, right? So you get access to a certain amount of money. When you use it, you only are charged interest for the portion of the money that you use. And when you do pay it down, you have access to more funding back over again. It's like it recycles itself, right? Okay. Benefits of a business line of credit. Only pay interest on the funds drawn. Credit available as needed. Draw as many times as you need, and there's fast approvals. Okay, here's the hitch. The qualifications are 6 months time in business, cash flow. So you know, whenever I say cash flow, you know what I mean now, right? $10,000 a month in deposits. Or you need your bank statements to prove that, right? And it needs you to have a 600 FICO score. That's not too bad, okay? So that's not too bad for that line of credit. A lot of us could do that. Well, some businesses can do that, some businesses can't do that, right? So this lets you know when you can apply for this stuff or not. If you're gonna be filling out the application, you wanna be serious. You don't be wasting time, right? So I'm letting you know so you can prepare in case you cannot qualify now, all right? Now, equipment financing, okay? This is good for vehicles, major machinery purchases for your business, right? Fleets of vehicles, okay? Businesses utilize equipment financing to purchase business-related equipment. Obtaining these assets can be through equipment leasing or equipment financing, which doesn't require businesses to pay out of pocket large amounts of cash, ultimately freeing up working capital with the business. Okay, so here goes the benefits of equipment financing is monthly payments, right? Multi-years, long terms, low or no down payment requirements, and tax benefits that you can search section 179 to find out more about the tax benefits, all right? The qualifications in order to get equipment financing is that there is no minimum FICO score, right? No minimum time in business and no minimum revenue, right? It says 580 FICO score, but then it also says no minimum FICO score. I don't know what that means. I'm just going to be straight. I don't know why it's listed like that. But basically, you don't need really good credit to do this, right? The loan amounts go from $10,000 to $5 million. The terms are from 1 to 5 years for you to turn to pay it off. Funding is from 1 to 5 days. So it takes about 5 days or less than 5 days to get this funded. Okay? So that's not that bad. All right? Okay, here we go. Accounts receivable financing. This is also referred to as factoring. Okay? Factoring. So accounts receivable financing is when a company will sell or finance off their outstanding invoices for working capital. It can either be in the form of selling assets to the lender or using the accounts receivable invoices as collateral for the loan. So basically, this is for businesses that can batch and sell their invoices, right? So I have a client that's a freight company, and he uses factoring to fund his business, right? So he'll have a truck. The truck will go and make a delivery. They'll invoice to get paid for that delivery, but they won't get paid for 30 days. With factoring, it means he gets paid in 24 hours, and they're batching invoices and getting paid, right? All right, that's just an example, right? Okay, here goes some benefits of accounts receivable financing. You typically get lower interest rates because they most likely know that your clients are going to pay that invoice, right? It doesn't require other collateral. There's ability to factor new AR, accounts receivable, as they become available, right? So when you get new invoices in, when you send out more invoices, right, then you can access more money, okay? Saves times for collecting your receivables because you don't have to collect the money, the invoices no more. You don't own the invoices. So having to do collections for your invoices, you don't have to do anymore. You get the money and it opens up cash flow, which means like for my client that has the trucking company, now that he got that money in 24 hours, he can pay for gas, he can pay that the driver and stuff like that, okay? You see, so that's how that helps. The qualifications are $500,000 in annual gross revenues, 600 FICO score, and an aging report is required. Aging report is your list of all your outstanding invoices, right? That you invoice that you have not gotten paid for yet. Right? That's your aging report. So you'll give them like your list of all these are all the people that owe me, right? Loan amounts are equal to 10,000 to 5 million. The terms are 6 months to 10 years. And this usually funds within 5 days. Okay, let's go down to franchise financing. So this is for people that they see a franchise and there's a fee to get into the franchise. So, and you need to pay the fee so that you can get into the franchise and start your McDonald's or your Arby's, right? Franchise financing can be used to open a new franchise location or assist with your franchisor mandates updates up to a lower cost, right? So it'll help you get the fees for your franchise, but it'll also get fees to help with certain mandates that they have that require their franchises, right? Did I say that right? I think I messed that up, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So the benefits, ability to start a franchise, obtain startup cost assistance, purchase equipment, cover infrastructure cost. Okay. So this could be good for people that are interested in franchises, right? You need a 640 FICO score. The loan amounts from 10,000 to 5 million. Terms are from 6 months to 10 years. And it usually takes from 2 to 7 business days to get this funded, okay? I see that we got some questions up here. Let me see what we got in the chat. Let's see. Harlequin S, I would like to speak with you. I have a program for business funding for as low as $3,000 a month in revenue. It pays more than ROK. Okay, that's a sidebar, okay? That whole conversation is a sidebar. Mr. Murray, you can feel free to call me if you have something that you want to discuss, all right? So you have my number, which is 404-500-9687. I'm also gonna have it on the screen at the end of the program. But my number is 404-500-9687. Angel got a question, I think. Have another meeting. I have to go, okay, get the video. Yes, this will be posted to YouTube in a day or two, all right? Sometimes it might take me 2 days to get it up there, but you can find my YouTube if you're looking at the website, right? Let me go over to the website. Over at the website, at the top of the page, there's the YouTube button. You see that? Boom, boom, bam, YouTube. Go to my YouTube page and boom, there's gonna be a whole bunch of stuff up there, all right? All right, that's what you do. It'll be up there in a couple of days. Okay, so I answered those questions. Boom, boom, bam, bet. Have a good night, Angel. Good. Thank you for coming. All right, bet. Okay, so we talked about equipment financing, right? Yeah. We talked about equipment financing. We talked about accounts receivable financing. We talked about franchise financing. Now let's talk about merchant cash advance. Okay, merchant cash advance. A merchant cash advance isn't typically a loan, but rather a cash advance that is paid back by withdrawing a percentage of your credit sales, typically on a daily basis. PayPal does this too, right? Benefits of merchant cash advance. You fully customizable based on business need. Okay, so they're gonna look at your merchant account, which is your account that your credit card payments come into, right? They're going to see what your cash flow is, and they will give you a loan based on a percentage of your yearly revenue. Okay. So they will customize it based to your need, right? There's no compounding of interest that like they do with basic loans. Funds can be used for any use. And a lot of times when you get loans, the business loans, they tell you the loans are specific for specific reasons. For these, you can get it for any reason. The payback is based on the sales of the business. So as your sales come in, they will negotiate a percentage of what comes in that they will take out to repay your loans, right? They do this also for dealerships on their inventory, right? They get a loan, and as they sell vehicles, then they pay back the loan, right? So there's specific situations for like that too. If you have a dealership, you need to get a loan, boom, right? Okay. The qualifications are 6 months in business, cash flow, you know what I mean by cash flow already, and there's no minimum FICO score. The loan amounts are equal to $10,000 to $5 million. The terms are flexible, and this one they could qualify for you in a day for this one, right? Okay, so that's all the stuff that's on the playbook. Anybody got any questions on the playbook or have any questions about applying or anything like that? Okay, now, if you want to apply for any of these, this is what you do. At the website, right? At the website, businesscreditbuilder.us, there is a get funding button. You see that? Get funding. Get funding. Right there. You click on that, and then there's a pre-authorization form that is easy and simple to figure out if you got the three C's. Basically, I told you about the three C's. The three C's are going to come up, all right? They're going to be looking at those three C's. So on the small business application, it doesn't hit your credit to do this, right? To find out whether or not you're going to get approved, right? You can find out whether or not you're going to get approved without an inquiry, okay? You put in your name, last name, your business name, your email, your credit score, the industry that you're in. The industry that you're in is important because there are industries that are restricted or they just don't lend to some industries, okay? So you have to know about that. And what they look at to determine your industry is what sometimes they can look at your name. That's why I tell people, don't put your industry in the name, right? But when you register your name at the Secretary of State, there's a place to put your NAS code in. That's how to determine what industry you're in, okay? And whether or not you're in a high risk industry or a restricted industry. Some industries just can't get funding. Some industries have, harder requirements, okay? So I tell my businesses to create their name, to make it a name that, you know, they cannot determine what industry you're in. Like Nike, right? Nike, if you didn't know who Nike was, as a brand new company, you don't know what they sell, right? Okay, so I've created businesses where I just created a name. You know, just a word. I just created a word. You know what I mean? So that's a lot of companies do that, right? Right? YouTube, that's not a name. What is that, right? But now it's a household name. It's a household word. So y'all know how to apply. Teresa, you had a question? Let's see what Teresa said. That's a direct message. I don't know if she wants me to say it out loud. Sorry when I get a chance, could tell you download the PDF to your slides. Oh, we don't download the PDF. Actually, today, I'm not using slides. We just straight off the website today. So we're at businesscreditbuilder.us. All the instructions will be on the recording that I post on YouTube. And if you are looking at this and you are on YouTube, then make sure you subscribe to the channel so you get the notifications. You know, all that stuff. You know, all that stuff, right? That helps me out a little bit, right? Okay. Anybody got any more questions? Anything? Anything? Y'all are quiet. Y'all don't got too many questions or nothing. I don't usually get too many questions in this one, though. They just take this information and be like, damn. But it's all good. See, I like doing this one to see, like, to see if some people may be qualified and be able to apply now. But if you cannot apply now, then now you know some information to gear toward preparing yourself, okay? Faith has something. What can a pre-revenue company, a pre-revenue, that means before getting money, company do to build business credit? Well, I have a whole class for that, okay? But the quick answer to that, and you can find answers to that question on my YouTube, no doubt about it. But the quick answer to that is, one, you set up your business credible in the eyes of the lender, which means there's a certain way to have your name. You got to get your entity, your EIN, all this stuff. It's in webinars on my YouTube, right? To help you set up your business properly, right? Once you set up your business properly, I like for you to understand how the business credit reporting agencies work, Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax. That's important. And then in my webinars, I teach you how to start building up your business credit, what vendors to get, okay? You just don't go for any vendor. You have to get net 30 vendors first, and then you go for revolving accounts, and you keep using these, and you build up your business credit. So check out my other webinars. There's a webinar entitled How to Get $250,000 in Business Credit. Check that out, okay? Faith, that was for Faith, right? Okay, let's see. Did I miss any questions in here? Could you talk about the food industry, mainly for startups? I know it's the hardest, but when COVID closed me out and I can't reopen, I have to start from scratch. Okay, so that's for, who's that? T. All right, T. Okay, so let's say you're starting from scratch, right? And you're into food, right? Well, you start setting up your business, right? You set up your business properly. This is like the whole same question, basically. It all applies even for the food industry, because getting up your net 30 accounts and your revolving accounts will help you get food and supplies before you have to serve it, right? So then you get your food and your supplies on credit. Then you go sell it. Then you flip it, right? So let me give you an idea. I'm gonna give you two different ideas, right? So you can get, like, let's say you're gonna go start a food truck, right? So you can get a loan to buy the truck and the equipment to go in the truck, right? And then you get accounts like food service accounts. You get like a Costco accounts, or I don't even know the restaurant chains that sell to restaurants, but you get those accounts, right? on credit, using your business credit, and you purchase your food, your supplies, your utensils, right? And you get that stuff on credit, and then you go sell. Then you pay it, right? I don't know if I answered that question good, but it's the same concept. You build up your business credit. You get access to stuff to defer costs, right? And get paid, and then you pay, and you build up your credit. And as you build your business credit, then you get access to more and more credit, right? And as you get access to more and more credit, now you can go ask for more and more stuff. Now you can go and get a business loan, now that you got some good business credit. Because when you go into a loan place and ask for a business loan, they're gonna look at your business credit and your personal credit, right? Now, a lot of times when you go in there and you got some really good business credit, you don't even need personal credit. It depends on the lender, right? Every lender is different, right? So the ideal situation is to go in there with your business credit report with 10 or more trade lines that says, I pay my bills on time as a business. My business pays stuff on time, right? And hopefully they say, okay, your business can pay bills on time, we can do that loan. Some business will say, hey, your business can pay bills on time, now let's look at you personally. Then they look at you personally, right? So every situation is different. You have to go shopping around. And one also thing to know is that most business loans are not done at the commercial bank. Most loans are done with alternative lenders. Alternative lenders. So at the commercial bank, they're going to offer you an SBA loan because they know they're going to get their money back, right? So alternative, 99% of all business loans are not done at the commercial bank. So where are they done? They're done at alternative lending sources. And alternative lending sources, they're hard to find because they specialize. They only sell or offer one or two lending products. And they don't have an office in every neighborhood. They don't have a bunch of advertisements, okay? So you can find them. You have to look for them. So that's why companies like my company, we're like a broker. We make it easy for small business owners. So we have hundreds of legitimate lenders already on deck. We already know what they want you to, what they need for you to qualify. So when you come to me, we are helping you to qualify for lending situations we already have. So the people that come to me, most of them, they can't qualify right now. We have to help you get prepared. We know exactly what they need for you, for them to say yes. And we prepare you every single step of the way. Every single step. Now, I'm not saying come with me, we're gonna go run and go get a whole bunch of money, okay? I'm saying if you do the steps that we say, you're gonna get more than you that I even spoke about. If you do the steps that we tell you, we know exactly what they want. We know exactly what they want. And we show you exactly what to do to get there, okay? Our control panel, like in my core package, in my control panel, we take you step by step through every single step of building up your business credit, making sure your business is credible in the eyes of the lender. You got your credit reports. You know how to read your credit reports. You know when to go to a lender. You go to a vendor and buy something, get an account, you buy something, you pay it, then you pull your business credit reports and you read your credit reports. We teach you how to read your credit reports. We'll let you know when to apply for something, when not to apply for something. Because we know the underwriting guidelines before you apply, therefore saving you time, right? I think I went off on a tangent, but I thought that was information that goes along with that conversation. Okay, anything else? Anybody got any questions or something? Any questions about building business credit? Let me see, vendors, business credit reports. I'll take any question right now. Run it. Let's do it. All right. Teresa, she's dying laughing over there. All right. Where do you go to get your business credit reports? Good question. You would go directly to the credit reporting agencies, which are Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, or Equifax. Now, if you are doing business with me, I get you all three credit reports, right, all at one time. So if you go to these companies one at a time, they're gonna charge you about $100 per month to get access to your business credit reports, okay? Now, one thing you need to know about these business credit reporting agencies is that they are in the business of taking information in, right? Taking information in, then they repackage this information, and then they sell it. They take information in, they repackage it, and sell it. So the piece that we want is our business credit reports. So they got this thing called the business credit report. They sell it to us for $100 a month. If you do business with me, I'm going to charge you $25 a month and you'll get access to all three reports. Boom. You got that? So we're going to save you a little bit of money there. Faith got a question. How do you build your business credit reports with no personal credit check? Good question, Miss Faith. What you do is there's different levels of vendors, right? So the beginning stage is where you get net 30 accounts, where they are financing your net 30 account in-house. On these applications, they regularly ask for a social security number. I'm telling you to leave that social security place blank. There's going to be a place to put your EIN number. That's where you put your EIN number. There's no law requiring that you put your social security number on that application. Now, if you got an application and there's a place to put your social and there's no place to put your EIN number, then you have the wrong application. You need the business application, okay? And you leave the social security number blank. That forces them to only look at your business credit to get you approved, okay? Now, there's a whole nother deal for the next level, which is the next level of building up your business credit would be the revolving accounts. Now, the revolving accounts are different. The revolving accounts usually fund their credit through a third party, like a bank, right? So in 2018, there's a new law that says that if these companies are giving you credit through a third party, now they have to identify who you are, okay? So on the application, there's a place to put the social. Now, some of these revolving accounts require you to use a personal guarantee. Some of them do not require you to use a personal guarantee, okay? So the ones that do not require you to use a personal guarantee, but they will ask you for your social, there will be fine print Okay, this is the trick in the game. This is the trick in the game, all right? So they got the place to put your social, and there's fine print that explains that this is to identify who you are and is not a personal guarantee. But this fine print is in legal terms, okay? So you gotta be half educated, right? You gotta be half educated to do that, right? You gotta be able to read and determine when you put the social in, is this for a guarantee or is this just to identify who I am, all right? And then they'll have the place to put your social and it is a personal guarantee, okay? So you want the one where you put the social in and it's not a personal guarantee and you read that fine print and in legal terms, because they're gonna get you, all right? This is the trick in the game right there, right? They're trying to get you. They want you to put your social in the wrong place, right? So that's all I gotta say about that, because that's like a, when you get the application, it gotta be in front of you to be able to answer that question. Is this the application where, you know what I mean? Is this the application that is requiring me to use a personal guarantee, or are they asking me for my social just to identify who I am, right? So that's one of them type of things. Okay, I hope I answered that question. What else we got? Most places don't offer the business application from the onset. No, they're not gonna offer that. You have to ask for that, right? So they're not gonna advertise that, hey, you can get a line of credit with no personal guarantee. Nah, they're not just gonna be like here. Nah, you gotta ask for that, okay? All right, yeah. Let's see what else we got. Did I miss anything? No. Okay. Teresa, did I answer your food situation? I hope I did. Okay. Okay. Cool. Faith. All right. Bet. So cool. Any more questions? Bet. Y'all know what to do, right? Y'all know to prepare before you apply, right? And all that stuff. Y'all know about the three C's, right? So let's go over what we talked about, all the different funding options, right? We talked about the hybrid program. That's good for when you got good personal credit. Corey, my mic is not working. So you have to type your question if you got a question, all right, Corey? I wanna get to you, but my mic ain't working. There's something going on. Is illing over here. So if you could type, I know you out there driving and whatnot, but if you could pull over, type me a question, we get to you, all right? Bet. All right, so we went over the hybrid program, right? That's for when you got good personal credit. And we went into the ROK product playbook, had y'all download it, right? And we went through all the different items in there. Here goes a bonus. Y'all want to go through a quick little bonus? We're going to go into these financing programs, right? We did SBA, but we didn't do the fix and flip. Check this out. Fix and flip. Check this out. All right. This is for if you are in real estate and you can prove that you have I got your question, Corey. Hold on one second. If you can prove that you can flip a house, then these are good situations. They offer to top industries, construction and real estate. Unique benefits are the starting rates, or it starts at 8-9. 80 to 90% purchase funding, 100% rehab funding. So what they do is they will give you the money to buy the property, rehab the property, and give you 6 months to pay it. And you already proved that you can sell a house. So once you got it set up, then you already proved that you can sell it. So they expect their money in 6 months, right? You need a FICO score of 640. paperwork needed. Application, 3 months recent bank statements. Easy peasy, right? All right, Corey, now I'm into you. Corey, is trucking considered high risk? No, trucking is not considered high risk. Actually, business credit is really good for trucking. This is how I learned business credit, all right? This is how I learned business credit from one of my clients. I do accounting, right? So one of my clients is a trucking company, and I learned business credit from him. If you go to my YouTube and you see the free money edition, I talk about how I learned business credit and how this guy who had a freight, who he got a freight company, he was getting free money. This is how I learned about business credit even existing, okay? Because I was watching him. And I tell you about it, how he got free money. He still gets free money. I don't teach it because it's, you know, he's like kind of shady, right? But I saw him do the shady stuff. And I was like, holy mackerel. I'm going to teach people how to really do business credit for real. That's what I do now. So I saw him do it shady, and now I teach it for real. I show you how to really build business credit, right? And I'm going to show you how he did it, right? I'm not going to tell you, teach you how he did it. I'm going to show you. But, you know, that's how I learned. So check out the free money edition. And yeah, so to answer your question, word is bond. Trucking is really good. It's easy for you. In trucking, if you starting from scratch today, next week I'll have you a gas card. Nigga, what? All right? All right, so trucking, easy. Tires, repairs, buying a truck, okay? Yeah, so what y'all need to do, if you wanna get started, you go to the Get Funding button on my website, or you can schedule a free business credit consultation if you wanna start building your business credit, okay? Let me go back to the website. I'm gonna show y'all on the website what I'm talking about. So you go to the home page, this is what you see. And let's see, there's a button that says free business consult, right? Right there, free business consult. And the web address to get to that page is businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. I'm gonna type that in the box. But then it takes you to a page right here where you can schedule your appointment with me, all right? I'm gonna type it in the thingy here. businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Send it to all. What's going on? Did I get it in there? Whoa. I don't know what's going on. I can't get it in there. Anyway. Okay, yeah, yeah. So cool. businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. That's where you schedule your free business credit consultation. We can start building your business credit and get you prepared to go and get the things that you need, right? You got to prepare first, right? And it takes about a year. I'm gonna be straight. It takes about a year to do it. Ain't no shortcuts. The real way to do this ain't no shortcuts. In building business credit, it's a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step, and there's no skipping steps, all right? So if you're impatient, then business credit may not be for you. And I can tell you, business credit ain't for everybody because you have to have some kind of administrativeness about you. Is that a word? Administrativeness? you have to have some patience. There's some qualities that you have to have. You know, not anybody could do this. I'm not coming out here telling everybody sign up. You can get all this money. Nah, I ain't saying that. I'm trying to be real, right? I want you to be realistic about your expectations, right? Y'all can feel free to call me, schedule a business credit consultation, you know, sign up for a business loan, do all that stuff, you know, but I got you. One thing about me is that I know business credit and I'm gonna tell you what's good for you. I'm not gonna tell you what you need to know so I can benefit, all right? Does that make sense? All right, y'all. We've been doing this about an hour now. That's about a good time. Don't want to keep you all for more than an hour at a time. Anybody got any more questions? I'm glad to stay and ask some more questions and talk, whatever. Don't get me started. All right, any more questions, anybody? Corey, you got another question? What up, though? We good? All good? What up? All right. All right. So, everybody, I want to thank everybody for coming. I do these webinars about once a week. You go to the website, businesscreditbuilder.us. There's a events button up there that you can see the upcoming events. My telephone number is Miss Mary Harlequin. Is 404-500-9687. If you're looking at the screen, it's right there. Boom, bam. Bust it. Right in front of your dome paste, right? Okay, what else? Anything else? Cool. Corey said he's good. Word up. Shanisha, she's in the building. Word. What up, Paul? Anybody else out there that ain't say nothing? Will I am? Will we? What up? We got celebs out here and stuff. Key, what up, Key? Paul, what up? Everybody out there. Okay, so I hope this was a good situation for y'all. I hope I ain't waste y'all's time. Hope I ain't waste my time talking to y'all. You know that y'all at least took something in and have some direction in your business and we make things happen and go eat, right? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, Paul. Yeah, good info. Appreciate that. All right, Paul, no doubt. Cool. Corey said this was great. He's learning a lot. All right. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Make sure y'all check out those other webinars too. And my blog, if you look at the website, it says Business Credit is Real blog. There's a whole bunch of free info on there, the stuff I can't even put in here, all right? Harlequin said thank you. Key said thank you. Oh, got people chiming in now. Watch out now, watch out. Watch out then now. All right, everybody. Faith says that she appreciates me importing knowledge on our behalf. No doubt about it. This is how we do it. All right, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for coming. All right. Next week, about the same time, we're going to do it again, teach you something different. And every time I do something, it might cover the same topic, but you're going to learn something new. Right? Because I be freestyling off the dome. All right, everybody. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all for taking your time out. Have a good day. Good evening. All right? Good night, everyone. Peace and blessings be unto you. One love. I'm out.